Devin and I play Vril.
Emil as Bug.
Us as Schnorkheim, the Wandering Whisperer.
Lisa as Florian Day.
I'm Joe, I'm the Dungeon Master, and welcome to Poorly Drawn Maps. Okay. Great. All right. So, boss, do you have that the shaman character sheet in front of you right now? Because we're literally just going to go right down that menu and we're just going to knock off a character for you.
I can go to it really quick, yeah.
Okay.
The character sheet that's on the everything too?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, yeah, I have that on the everything PDF.
Great. Okay. I guess first and foremost, you gave me a name earlier. Do you want to keep that name or did you want to change it?
I'm good with it.
Great. Let me just type that in real quick and we'll get to the fun part of the character sheet. Where is it? Okay. How do you pronounce this?
Schnorkheim.
Great.
Great.
It's Schnorkheim. It's perfect, because, I mean, last time Emil named a character, we ended up with Sherry Twinkle Toes. So yeah, it's like the same vein of names.
I think it's way better. Schnorkheim? Hell yeah, what a name.
All right, boss. If you look at the top right, there's options for your look. So how do you look? Or do you have, like, another design character kind of image in mind while you were thinking about this? Like, it gives, like, on the character sheet, it gives you, like, three options for, like, eyes, your head, and, like, what type of clothes you're wearing. But how do you feel? What do you think your character looks like?
First off, I'm having difficulty getting back on roll 20.
So. Okay.
So where am I?
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
I think I have a ability to choose or something.
I thought you picked a move. What do you mean?
Did I? Or did I level again? Or did I finish
that? I might have actually picked a move.
You didn't add it to your sheet, I think. Yes, because last session, you were able to level up to level 4. And I think we talked about you taking the Eldritch Tones one.
Eldritch Tones.
Yeah. At least that was the last thing we talked about. Like, either we were going to do that, or you were going to take the other multi-class and get the ability to talk to squirrels still. So.
Oh, God, that's right. I want the fucking squirrels.
All right, add that to your sheet, please. Yeah, I think that was it, because you leveled up to level 4. Oh, yeah, speaking of boss, you're going to be leveled up to level 3, so you're going to start off pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay, how's your look? How are you feeling?
Okay, so I know that I have, like, a slight arch in my back.
Okay. Does that mean you're older then?
Yeah, I'm pretty old.
Okay.
You could say wise.
Wise eyes, okay.
I'd say, like, I have a full head of hair, long hair, but, like, scraggly.
Hair. Okay. What about, like, clothing? What type of clothing are you typically wearing? The suggestions the PDF gives are, like, rugged leathers, animal hides, or elaborate body designs. So, like, some type of tattoo or something. But how you feeling? Is there something in particular?
Yeah, there's like some options here for look.
Yeah. We do also have like an adventurer's guild in our game. So, I mean, like you could just be like your basic, like a little bit of an older adventurer, like a veteran adventurer in a way.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
Let's see.
I can add like slight modifications as desired, kind of, to moves.
You should talk to me about that first, but yes, we could change things around. What do you have in mind?
Well, I just added like flavor, really. Oh.
If it's just flavor, it should be fine. Oh, especially rodents you added to this?
Yes.
Good. Very important.
Okay. But is a squirrel a rodent? Hmm.
It's a type of scavenger.
I say it's kind of like a rodent.
Yeah.
It's a very big rodent.
So I'd say I'm wearing like animal hides and kind of like raggy clothing.
Okay, great. Save changes to that.
I added especially rodents and rodent-like creatures.
Perfect. Okay, so now we're actually going to, boss, we're going to get into the part where we decide your character's stats. And one of the things, in the PDF, kind of in the black margin on top of, like kind of underneath your look and name, it says that there, it gives us options to kind of start with. So you're going to assign a 16, 15, 13, 12, 9, or 8 to any of these six spots, your strength, dex, con, int, whiz, or chop. So we should look at, what do you use to cast spells? You use wisdom to cast spells, and if you have a 16, you will be adding a +2 to all your rolls, so that might be a good thing to do.
I need wisdom.
Okay. So we'll do that. Oops. Good. Your other starting ability uses your charisma. I don't know. How are you feeling about that, then?
What does charisma do for you?
Charisma is your ability like to talk and like sweet talk people. So Emil, do you have like the basic move sheets in front of you at all?
I do, right here.
Okay. Can you show him the section on defy danger? Because that will be that's kind of like the ideas of like what you'll be using these stats for. Defy danger is this great like catch-all move. And like I usually say you guys are gonna be defying danger unless you already have like a specific move in mind for stuff. So if you're gonna be, when you act despite an imminent threat or suffer a calamity, say how you deal with it and roll. If you do it by powering through, you roll plus your strength. By getting out of the way or acting fast, you roll your dex. By enduring, you roll plus constitution. With quick thinking is your intelligence. Through mental fortitude is your wisdom. And through sing, charm, and social grace is your charisma. So how charming is this guy?
I'd say he has a way with his charm, but it takes a while. So not quite second highest.
Okay. Yeah, so for the starting stats, it would be 16, 15, or 13. So it sounds like maybe a 13. You'll still get a +1, but it'll be a little lower.
Yeah, let's go with 13.
Great. Okay. And how strong are you, or how dexterous? How do you feel about the rest of these, I should say? Keep in mind, too, your constitution will decide what your HP is.
Okay. So then... my constitution, probably 12.
Constitution, 12. Okay.
What's dexterity do exactly?
That will be getting out of the way or acting fast. I should say, too, you're for actually like regular attacking, the move for that is called hack and slash, and that is a move where you roll your strength. Or you can get a weapon with pierce or a precise on it, and it'll let you roll your dexterity. So strength or dexterity could be either of your like attacky move.
Oh, either of them?
Yeah. It just depends. How do you get a starting gear? Okay.
And what about intelligence? What's that?
Intelligence is kind of about like being able to think quick. There's also a move that we're going to be using a lot of time too called Spout Lore. When you consult your accumulated knowledge about something, roll plus intelligence. On a 10 plus, GM will tell you something interesting and useful about the subject relevant to your situation. On a 7 and 9, the GM will tell you something only interesting. It's up to you to make it useful. So it's just kind of like, I mean, how traveled are you? How much does this character like read and stuff? And does he like know and retain knowledge about the world?
Right. Huh.
You still have a 15 to add to your character, which will give you a +1 to something. So you have pretty high. And then the other numbers to add are a 9, which will give you a +0, and an 8, which is a -1.
Yeah. I think I probably want intelligence to be 15.
Intelligence 15. Okay.
But then I'm going to make my constitution 9 instead of 12.
9? Okay.
And then my dexterity will be a 12.
And then your strength is going to be an 8?
Yeah, I guess so.
Cool. All right. Now, if you look down from that, so your damage dice is going to be a d6. So typically, unless you have a spell that does something different, whenever you deal damage to something, you're going to be rolling a 6-sided die. Your armor, you haven't picked up any armor yet, so right now it's 0. We'll just start you off at level 1, because that's where we are right now. And then we'll start off with, next is your alignment. So do you want to be good, help people live in harmony, neutral, resolve a disturbance in the balance, or chaotic, reclaim a place or important object reclaim a place or important object for the natural world?
I'm probably chaotic.
Chaotic. All right. Cool. 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 All right. And then earlier you said you wanted to be a halfling, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have to find
the cooler.
I mean, also, I should say too, these other like race moves here, they're kind of like we can make them work for whatever you're doing. So, like, I mean, do you want to have this move for the dwarf, the human, or the orc, or how are you feeling?
I can be a dwarf.
All right, we'll take the dwarf move for your halfling race. Okay.
Wait, so you're a halfling, but no, you're taking the dwarf move?
I'll be a dwarf.
No, you don't have to be. I'm just saying, like, this stuff is all variable. Like, it's not, like, set in stone. Like, if you're going to take this, then you're going to be a dwarf. Like, you could be a halfling with the move. When you're dealing with spirits of earth, stone, or mountains, take a +1 to second sight and winter shins. You're...
Okay, we'll just do that then.
Okay. Bonds, let's hold off on those, because we haven't really met anybody yet, so... All right, and your gear is only going to be a 6, because under gear, your load is your strength plus your 7 plus your strength, which is a -1, so you're only going to be able to carry 6 weight of things.
Okay.
Yeah, but let's go down, though. Let's see, like, you have a couple options here for your, like, weapons and stuff that you could be having. So in the book, it gives you a staff, a spear, or a worn bow, and a dagger. So how are you feeling? Which one of these do you want to use? The staff and the spear will make you use strength when you attack. The bow is dexterity.
Okay, I'll use the bow.
Okay. And, okay, you also get a choice of defenses as well. So hide armor will give you, it will give you one armor, meaning that whenever you're dealt damage, you'll take one less, or you can take poultices and herbs, which is a healing item.
Yeah, we'll go with the poultices and herbs.
Okay. And all right, last thing, you get either adventurer gear, which is kind of like a bag with 5 like mundane usable things that you can just use to kind of help you do things and then give you bonuses on rolls and stuff. Or you can pick halfling pipe leaf, which is weed, or an antitoxin, which will cure you from poison.
And the weed does what?
The weed makes it easier to sweet talk people.
Oh. Just like weed does.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that. Pipe leaf.
Okay. And I'll add descriptions to all this. Oh, this doesn't weigh anything. Okay. Cool. All right. So now, almost done. So you get all of these, all the starting moves, all 4 of these you just get. This is just how your character works. So I'm just going to add these straight away to your sheet.
The first 4?
The first 4 moves under starting moves, you get these. And then you're going to get to use spells and stuff as well. So we're going to have to figure some stuff out with that, because you have the ability to cast a spell.
Too powerful.
I was perusing my inventory and happened upon the tongue of the Mampigatar, which tastes like pork and beef.
What are Serpent's Tears?
Serpent's Tears are a type of poison.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. You have a bunch of stuff like that. So okay. So first and foremost, we got to go down to on the third page of yours. You should have a bunch of spells. Do you see them?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first ones that are called rotes, these are ones you just get. So anytime you like sit down, or every time you cast a spell, you're gonna have to roll the move cast a spell in order to do it, and we'll see how it goes. And there's punishments and negatives that go with it. So, but basically though, whenever you like sit down to like prepare more spells, these rotes that you have, you automatically get them.
Where are these rotes?
It should be on the third page of your character sheet, of those character sheets, page 47.
47 of the everything?
Yeah, 47 on the everything. 47 of 208.
Oh, this is everything too.
Yes.
Oh, wait, here, I found it actually. Here, I'll look. Yeah. Shaman.
Okay.
So this is, okay.
Yeah.
On page 45 of 106 is right here. Okay, so these rotes. Yeah, I see it. It should be right above the first level spells, but this one doesn't have it. Okay, so I need to print out this one instead then.
We're just missing a page.
Okay. Yeah, the spells are important for you. You're definitely going to need it. Let's see.
Some rotes.
Okay. So, okay. So this is how casting spells works for you. So basically, what's going to happen is you're going to have like a type of like points that you're going to be able to spend to order to prepare spells for the day. And it is like you have to like make an effort to like sit down to and basically prepare what type of spells you're going to be doing. I think that's the move trance that you have. Yes. Trance. When you spend some time opening your mind to the mysteries of the other world, you lose any spells you have already prepared and prepare new spells, your choice, whose total levels do not exceed your own plus one, none of which is a higher level than your own level. You may choose from any spell in the Shaman Spells playlist. You may also prepare all your rotes, which never count against your limit. So your limit is just basically would be like kind of like a point thing where like you are going to start off. This is like basically right now you're level one. So it's your level plus one. You're going to have 2 points you can kind of spend on prepared spells. And the way you cash them in is like first level spells cost 1 point. Third level spells cost 3 points. Fifth level spells cost 5. So right now you're going to, but that here's the thing though, you don't get all these spells right away. Every time you level up, you get to pick a new spell that you're able to prepare. So since you're level one, you get to pick, I believe it's, do you start with two or do you start with one? I think you start with one. Yeah. So right now, look at the first level spells and pick one of them that you're going to learn right now.
Pick one spell that I'm going to learn right now?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Only off the first level spell list. So that would right. Be Aspect of the Wolf, Dream Sight, Flames of Wrath, Sacred Circle, Healing Touch, or Rising Mist.
Yeah. I'll just go with Aspect of the Wolf because that one sounds cool.
Yeah, it's got a lot of good stuff with it too, so that's a good one to know.
Alright.
Okay. Great. Okay. So at this point, I would have said that we are actually already done, and I'd just be asking you a couple like background questions and stuff. But since everybody else is level four, we're gonna kick you up a couple levels just to kind of make it easier for you to kind of be able to jump in. We're not gonna give you all the way up to level four like everybody else, but you'll be able to level up pretty quickly. Like last time we did this, Lisa was able to level up fully in one session, one sit down. So shouldn't be a problem. So But what we're gonna do right now, though, is we're gonna just level you up. So we're gonna level you up twice to level 3, which means that you get to add 2 more attribute points to either your strength, dexterity, constitution, intelligence, wisdom, or charisma. You can spread these out however you want, so we can kind of get your stuff up and get you a little better at things. I will say that the highest any of these stats can go is 18, which will get you a +3. So you can dump like 2 attribute points right away into one of these, and you can into your wisdom and get a +3 on it, and just be really good at casting spells. Or you can spread them out if you want.
Okay, so I'll just go ahead and do that. Go 2 on wisdom.
Okay.
And 1 for strength.
You only get 2.
Oh, 2.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Just 2 on wisdom still?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, great. All right, and then you're going to be also going to be able to pick 2 advanced moves as well. If you look on your sheet, page 46, the advanced moves in the left-hand column, all those moves are available for you, and you can pick 2 of them.
Alright, might take me a second.
Okay. You also get to pick 2 spells as well, so we'll give you a moment.
From the first level?
It will be, actually, you for spells, you can pick 1 spell of first level, and you can pick 1 level of third level.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
What does, for 1 with nature, what does it mean, treat your level as 1 lower for choosing the move?
Okay. 1 with nature, gain a non-multi-class move from either the druid or the ranger class. Treat your level as 1 lower for choosing this move. This would be like if you were to pick a move from the druid or ranger class list, it would just give you, like, you would basically be like a level 2 or level 1 druid or ranger if the levels for that class mattered.
Okay. Yeah. So I think I
want to
do that one.
Oh, do you need to actually have a move from the druid or ranger picked. So we can put that down and then give you, we'll have to come back later and pick it out and pick out what that move is. But yeah.
Okay.
Later? Okay. We can do that, though. What about the second one, though? You have 2. You get to pick 1 more.
Well of Wisdom.
Okay. Well of Wisdom. When you listen to the whispers of a spirit, you may spout lore with whiz instead of int. That's really good. Okay. And that would be particularly useful for what the background you were trying to tell me about. So, that's great. Okay. And now you get to pick 2 spells. You can pick either pick 1 from the level 1 or 1 from the level 3, or you can pick 2 from level 1.
Okay.
So I thought I was going to try to speak. When I talk as Bug, I want to try to like give him a voice.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'll know.
All right. Okay.
I think it'll help me give it more in character or something.
Okay. Voices are fun, so enjoy it.
Yeah. I'll try.
Yeah. If you're struggling with a voice, just be sure to have like a point of view for your character. I think that would be the main
question. Where's a portent?
A portent. Oh, that's that's fun GM stuff. Where are you seeing this?
4C.
Yeah, it's 4C. What does that mean?
When you cast a spell, gaze into a pool of water, and you receive a portent from the spirit world, the GM will reveal an impending danger that threatens the land. You will also learn something useful about how you can interfere with the danger's outcome. Okay. So, this is referring to a grim portent, which are describing what the other factions are doing against the world. So this just lets you basically ask the GM, like, hey, what's this group up to? And I can kind of tell you what's going on.
And I guess it depends on how you want to play your character. I could see 4C being like more in character, but I think I like the other one better. Like, I think it's pretty strong.
Which element are you thinking of? Elemental Blessings, I think you said.
That one, I'm it looks really strong to me.
Yeah, I'm looking at 4C and Elemental Blessing.
Okay. Yeah, right now you can only pick one of them. When you get to level 4, though, you can pick the other, so.
Okay, then I'll go with 4C.
Great, okay. Okay, and you get to pick one more level 1 spell.
Oh, I do get one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, every level you get to add a new spell. And since we just kicked you up to level 3, you get a couple spells.
I think Rising Mists.
Name of the location you can see. It is completely blanketed in fog that prevents anyone from seeing further than a foot in front of them. While the spell is ongoing, fog will not dissipate and cannot be blown away by wind, and you take -1 ongoing. Okay. Sounds good.
Does Boss have the character sheet available on Roll 20 yet?
It should be there. Okay, so if you go over to the journal tab, it should be there.
And then click your Snorkelheim.
I see it.
Ongoing. That's what the wolf is ongoing as well.
Never mind, I'm crazy.
Oh, really? You guys can't see it yet?
10 XP to level up.
Yeah, show players. Because he's at level 3. And you did not take armor. So you have 0 armor still. Great. Okay. Cool. All right. So the basics of your character are done. And everybody should be able to see it now, no problem. And, we'll just have to add a few things to it if you want to. So, just a few more questions, though, before we get going. How do you pronounce the name again? Snorkheim?
Snorkheim.
Yeah.
Snorkheim. Okay. So, Snorkheim, what are you doing in this city? There is like an adventurer's guild, so like you can be a part of them, or you can just be like somebody wandered in. This city is like massively diverse that we're in right now, so you could be somebody who's you've lived here, or you're wandered in from the outside world. Actually, let me show you the world map.
The Tower of Dimeth.
Yeah. So what you're looking at right now is our world map right now. The only places that we've really defined are here, where the city of Anomalous, which is where we are right now, and up here you see this little tree. This is the elfin city of Zygen, where it's kind of like a little bit of like a decentralized area, but everything else on this map is pretty open. So, I mean, like if you want to be from anywhere else, you can easily do that, or you can be part of a group that's here or something.
Okay.
Don't know if the tower would accept you. I think you said you were interested in that, but I don't think they would take you in.
Okay. And what's the Water's Throne?
Water's Throne is that section of the lake that they're on.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, Water's Throne is kind of like this little, like, calm area of the Blessed Lake that they're currently set up on.
Okay.
Yeah.
What race is Snorkheim?
Halfling.
All right.
That's actually a good point. We never established where halfling cities are.
I'd like to know that.
Amil, where's halfling cities?
There are some in the Low Marsh.
Really?
Does that say that I'm from either the Low Marsh or the Forgotten Delta?
Okay. Either one's fine. I mean.
Okay, then I'm from the Forgotten Delta.
Alright.
And I've been traveling along the Delta to the Blessed Lake to get to the city.
Cool.
But as to why I'm visiting the city,
I mean, you have the move Foresight where we kind of talked about you were brought here before or something, so.
Exactly. Yeah, I kind of just. I sense a lot going on in the city.
Okay.
Yeah.
Spy spirits. Okay. Very cool. How long have you been in the city then? Like, did you just arrive on a boat, or just arrived. Okay.
Good.
Okay. If you had just arrived, you'd be arriving down here in this kind of southern harbor, which is like kind of where more kind of personal crafts are, I think. Unless you took like a big trading vessel and then you would be up here in the north.
No, I actually just walked along the water.
Okay. Yeah, there's a road. That must have been a long trip, like almost a month, I think, by our count.
That's what I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was there. So,
it's a long way away. So, like, each of these squares, I think we defined as being, what was it, 20 miles? You guys, right?
I think it was 20. That's about right.
Yeah. Yeah, so to get all the way over here is 140 miles walking.
I'm actually also sick.
You're sick too?
Yeah, I mean, I ate what I could find along the way, but there wasn't enough for me.
There's actually a fun thing about being sick. If you look under Constitution on your character sheet, there's a little checkbox that says sick minus one, which means all your Constitution rolls now have a minus one applied to them.
Sickness can go away, right?
Yes. It takes a little effort, but it can go away.
Should I start off sick? Is that just crushing us?
It's flavorful.
It certainly is flavorful.
All right, I'm sick.
Okay, great.
Speaking of flavor, I added a picture into the Discord chat.
Yeah, look at it, boss.
I don't know if boss wants that. I just looked something up.
Oh, cool.
I'm missing the full head of hair. He's got more of a full chin of hair.
Yeah.
I would have the antlers, but...
You want me to keep looking for something?
No, you can if you want.
Okay.
I'll look too.
Well, we can do that as we get going. But basically you're just going to walk into the city here on the south side, right?
Yeah.
Great. So that'll be easy to get you in there then. That's much more of a troll. That looks really interesting.
Troll.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a goal then? Like, are the spirits still trying to lead you someplace, or are they taking you somewhere?
Yeah, I'm being called by a lot of spirits, but right now I'm interested in. Sounds like there's one or possibly multiple spirits in this group that are like kind of. That I can at least sense their presence.
Great. Okay. I like that a lot. Okay. Edit.
There's a strong aura.
Find troubled spirits. Okay. Great. Okay. This is a good start. Let's see. I just need a little token piece for you, and I think we'll be on our way. I should actually ask too. What does the Forgotten Delta look like? And is there like a full like halfling city there, or is it kind of like hovels?
There's not much of a full city. It's just like a small village.
Okay. Safe settings. Okay. You have a little token piece out by the front gate, and you should be able to control it. It was like the best token I could find for you, boss. There you go. Great. Okay. Well, I think this is a good place we can start off with you, but let's do a little recap for everybody else, and then we can kind of get into it. Maybe everybody's kind of in a weird spot right now, so we'll start off with doing a recap for everyone, and then we'll have to do just have to do a foresee roll to see which one of these groups Boss is able to find as he's walking around.
Oh, yeah, we're all split up. Forgot about that.
Everybody split up.
So, oh, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they really fucked up last time. So, all right.
Thanks. Yeah, we did.
I don't know about they.
Yeah. Okay. Well, to start, let's do a recap real quick. Sorry, hang on. Okay. So, the last session, we begin by you guys had made your way back successfully from burning down the information broker's house. So you guys decide to make your way downstairs and have some drinks and dancing. You see a orc speed metal band who's using arcane guitars in part of their music. He found that it was running on an arcane battery box and had resonance with Florian Day's fiddle. Bug was roped into a drinking contest against an orc, and the contest ended with Bug losing and passed out. The orc, named Real, turned down drinking more so he can go and work at the arena. It was through him that you guys found out that the Golden Spiral, our adventurers group, was changing their adventurers rankings to military ones, and he was a little bit less than happy about that. Earlier tonight, Varel drank some of Bug's poison to little effect. He then decided to go through Twinkletoe's bag and found a bunch of mystery bottles. He mostly handed it, but ended up in a strange confusion. By the way, I should say, you're still confused. You haven't done anything really to deal with that. The group passed out after a long night. Twinkletoe stayed up late to work and read over Dice Surprise's notes. You guys woke up and decided to make your way over to Dropout Alley to find some way to hide Florian Day's face. Florian Day, again, is trying to hide her appearance from her parents, who are nobles in this city, and she's trying to avoid detection by making herself look a little bit more basic, let's say. While making the trek, both Florian and Bug recognized a man making an announcement to the city. Geo Dawngazer, a member of the Cult of the Salamander who attacked Bug over his ability cloak and the shitty son of a family who tried to ruin Florian Day's family business and was the cause of her running away from the city, who now appears to be working with the city council. Both of them immediately panicked and Florian ran off with Bug and Varel getting ran off. Florian ran off and Bug and Varel ran off together, getting lost in the center of the city. Varel was able to find some brass knuckles and a magic whetstone while Bug was trying either to get over his hangover or the invisibility cloak was making him feel aloof. Florian Day was able to make her way over to Dropout Alley and get herself a makeover. After the makeover and getting some piercings and making herself look basic, just giving herself a move to help her avoid detection. And that's kind of where we are right now. It's kind of like midday where you guys are in the city. You guys are pretty separated at this point, but do you guys have like something in particular that you wanted to do right away, or should we get into Boss's role and get him moving?
There's not too much. Like, if I remember correctly, I was just kind of following Varel, trying to lead him to Florian, I thought, but then I got lost.
You guys failed a couple rolls and you guys everybody got separated. What it was Florian was sprinting off to get away from Geo so that she didn't get detected. And you were trying to lead Varel, but in his confusion, you guys just ended up wandering towards the city center where you guys found like a merchant district and Varel was able to buy a few things and a few supplies for himself.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where we left off.
I would like to maybe buy some arrows at some point.
Sure, sure. This is a big city. We can definitely do that.
And I suppose that Florian kind of saw which way they were going and can start making her way towards them at some point.
Okay.
But through alleys and back ways and not in the street that I just ran away from.
Absolutely. If the other three don't have anything immediately, then we can start with that and we can try to get you guys together. And then after that scene, then we can get Boss to roll a couple moves and we'll get him with you guys as well. Kind of get everybody together around midday and 4 days away from the city is getting ready for the fertility festival that's coming up. So there's a lot of like flowers, a lot of like flowing pictures, a lot of like we described it as fertile imagery just around the city, so just keep that in mind. But yeah, so Florian, if you'd like to start trying to make your way back, if you're trying to find if you're just sneaking around trying to get away through the city, like yes, you can absolutely find that with your disguise, with your makeup and everything on and stuff. Nobody's going to find you or nobody's looking out for you right now. But in order to try to find like maybe a merchant you're looking for or these other two idiots, only just one idiot because Bug is still invisible. So I think that is a discern reality. So try to find your way over there. So roll plus wisdom, please.
I got to get back to my character sheet.
Yeah. I should say too, Boss, on your character sheet, underneath all the attributes, there's this kind of like little dice symbol next to the minuses and pluses and stuff. If you just click that, it'll roll it for you. So, but if you need to type it in, it'll be slash roll 2d6 plus the attribute, and that'll come up in the chat for everyone. Florian Day got a 4. Oh my
I'm
god!
I'm so good at this. I don't think I'm gonna get back.
Okay. Well, to begin with, so Florian Day rolled below a 6. A 6 or below, which means that she gets to mark 1 point of experience.
Woo!
Yeah, that's how you level up in this game, is you fail, basically. So
they're learning experiences.
Exactly. You get better through failure and learning. But it's also why, like, you being a level lower than everybody else isn't that big of a deal, because hopefully you should be rolling enough that you'll be able to catch up to everybody, no problem.
Yeah. So do I need to roll?
You? No, you're not rolling anything yet. I got to deal with what
my
Florian Day just screwed up. Okay, so you're trying to walk your way through the alleys, right, and try to make your way towards the city center where you know, like, there's a lot of markets and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So and that's kind of the direction I saw them go to.
Okay. How do you get lost?
What's that?
How do you get lost?
Maybe someone tries to coax me into an alley or something. I'm not sure how.
Okay.
Let me think a second. Let me think.
You're in Dropout Alley, which is the area where people who got kicked out of the Magic Academy, Tower of Dameth, are hanging out. And there's a lot of, like, really, there's either a mix of really depressed, like, students who just got the boot, or other kind of underground scummy people who have made money selling whatever they can underground.
I see somebody who owes me a lot of money, and I decide to follow them to whoop their ass, or otherwise, Florian's not very violent, but otherwise coax them into paying something up.
Sure.
Also vengeance.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, though, this guy, he kind of wanders off a little bit. Do you know this? You said you know this person. So is he like an old friend who was in the city, or is he kind of like someone you've run into after leaving?
I sold him something and he didn't ever reciprocate. No, not sold him. I paid him for services. Yes.
Okay. Paid him for services. Interesting.
That were never rendered.
Was your friend able to get into the Tower of Dameth?
Yes, he was. Although not when I knew him. He was aspiring.
Well, the good news is, when you make your way over, though, to follow this guy, you see you're able to find the Tower of Dameth and what it looks like now. You're not able to kind of catch up to him, or I guess, let's have it actually, you're able to confront him, like, in the front gate. What's this guy's name? Do you have a name, or should I make one?
I just always imagine him as butthole. I mean, how about Chad?
Chad. All right. Good. 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 Okay.
Chadworth.
So, how do you approach Chad then?
I sneak up behind him and I trip him.
Why'd you do that? Who?
You know me. Oh.
Who? Wait. Do I know you? Or just a reminder, you are wearing a makeup or disguise. So
I just remembered that. I still trip him.
Okay.
And mean stranger.
Yeah. What do you say to him? What do you do when this person looks at you?
God, I didn't think this out at all.
Nope.
Run!
Yeah, this guy's gonna start, like, brushing himself off and standing up, like, guards, this woman's attacking me. You should arrest her. Just as a reminder, he's trying to get into the Tower of Dameth that has, like, their own kind of walled off section of the city. So there's gonna be maybe some city guards coming after you.
Well, I already tripped him, I guess.
Yep. So you're gonna run away?
No, I'm not. No, absolutely not. I don't run away. Not from something. Not from an opportunity like this.
Okay. What do you do then?
I say, Oh, guards, this man, I just finally caught him. He stole my purse. And she says it that way too.
Roll charisma.
I can't use weed right now, can I?
Oh, you can't weed the guards? What?
Guys, you want to smoke out?
I got enough for everyone!
Woo, I got six uses! Okay, I'm rolling charisma. Here we go.
12.
Good.
Oh, thank God.
So it works. They...
Works?
It works. It's definitely, like, I think are you going to try to run away after this, or are you going to try to, like, stick around and, like,
hustle? No, I want him to give me his purse.
Okay. I think the guards just look at him and go, like, sir, please open your bags. What do you have in there? And he just goes, like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know this woman. What are you doing? Get, like... One of the guards just grabs his wallet, like, sir, ma'am, is this your wallet?
And I say, oh, thank goodness, yes. And I, like, say...
She's lying! That's not it at all!
Oh, that's a likely story. Exactly what a thief would say.
Okay. Roll charisma again, please.
Ooh-hoo. Oh, shit!
Ma'am, we're gonna need you to open up that purse and prove it's yours. What do you do?
Oh, God. I'm holding it?
No. He has it in his hand. He's, like, holding it out, like, and he's gonna, like, okay. Try to reach around. He's gonna open it up and look inside and see if there's stuff that you own inside of it or if it's his.
He said for me to open it up, though.
Oh, you're right. I did. So I guess it is in your hand, then.
Yes. So I can feel the weight of it, right? And I can tell that there's coins. I've heard some clinking. And I estimate what the weight is and what the amount of coins might be in there. Okay. And I throw out my absolute best guess of what's in there. And I say, sir, if you open this and count, you will see that there are, and I say, 69 coins.
Nice.
Or I don't know. You can tailor that number. I don't know.
But around that weight. Okay. I think Chad's just going to go like, wait, no, my student ID's in there. Open it up. You'll see it has a picture of my face in there.
Well, he could have put that in there when he, knowing this was going to happen.
Ma'am, this story is getting really confusing. What's going on here?
What do you mean? This guy stole my purse. That's what's going on here.
They start opening up the bag and they look around. This dude's name's Chad, so they pull out an ID with Chad's face on it.
But the coins are there.
Well, how many coins are there?
There's only 60 coins in here.
Well, obviously he put his ID in there to make sure that this would go his way. He's just very clever. I mean, he's in the tower. Like, he's a clever guy.
Ma'am, we're going to need you to come with us. We're going to need you to calm down. We're going to need
I
you to
broke it!
Roll to fight danger. if you're running, it's just going to be dexterity.
Woo! It's gone!
She got a 10, which means that she's able to just, yeah, on a 10 plus, you do what you set out to do, the threat doesn't come to bear, so you are able to book it. You don't have the coins, though. You just get out of there.
Yes, I tricked Chad, that fucker.
Oh my God.
Worth it.
Good start. Good start.
Florian's feeling good. She's feeling good. Pumped.
Okay. All right. Well, now after that, so, boss, that's basically how the game is going to go. Like, we're just going to talk about our situations. We're going to roll some dice and see how everything is. So, to start off, let's see. So, you're here trying to find some spirits and things. So, let's see. What type of move would this be? How are you trying to find these two kind of spirits you're looking for? Like, what are you doing? You don't have to have, like, a certain thing in mind. You can just kind of describe fictionally what your character's doing And then from there, we'll decide, like, is this a move? Is there something we can roll to find out?
I'm not really looking for the spirits, but they're kind of pointing me in the direction of some cool loot.
The spirits are able to show you that it's a loot?
Or just that there's something of value.
Okay. The roll plus your wisdom to try to make your way through the city then. This will be a discern reality, or discern realities, which is a basic move. When you closely study a situation or person, roll plus whiz. On a 10 plus, the GM asks on a 10 plus, you may ask the GM three questions from the list below. On a 7-9, you ask only one and take plus one forward while acting on those answers. So if you go over to roll on your roll 20 character sheet and you just click the wisdom dice, the little dice icon under wisdom, we'll get this going. Or if you're not able to do that, Emil, you'll have to help him out.
So if you're going to your character sheet, right? And then you go to your wisdom, there's a little dice next to it. Is he on the correct level with all the stats and everything on the character sheet already?
Yes, I got him all set up.
Okay.
11. Great. Okay. So you get to ask me three questions. The list is, what happened here recently? What is about to happen? What should I be on the lookout for? What here is useful or valuable to me? Who's really in control here? And what here is not what it appears to be? You could ask me three of those questions.
Okay, so what here is useful or valuable to me?
The spirits point you in the direction of the northwest. So they will, you're down here kind of on the harbor, it looks like. And they point you in the direction going towards kind of like a little bit to the right of the tower. So you're able to find your way over there.
Okay.
Two more questions.
What happened here recently?
The spirits seemed a little agitated just to be in the city. The whole city just started doing these like arcane streetlights. So like there's a little like flickering energy around. It seems to agitate the spirits a little bit, but it's not like dangerous or anything.
Okay. Who's really in control here?
I think of your situation, nobody's like, this city's like huge, bustling, and like with a lot of diverse people. So like even with you and your bent back and your hides and stuff, nobody's like paid you any mind or anything. So you're in full control of your own situation and you can easily just make your way across to where the spirits are showing you the fiddle is.
Okay.
Great.
Not necessarily a fiddle.
It's a fiddle.
Yeah, but I...
Oh, you don't? It's just like a guitar lute shape type of thing the spirits are showing you? Or
is the dagger interesting as well?
I thought you were looking for the fiddle you were sounding like before, but are you going to be looking for... Are you also looking for the dagger as well, then? Or
I'm just noticing that there are strong forces in the city, and... Well, they're probably coming from both of these things.
I think you see two different energies then, because the fiddle gives off a different energy, and then you'll see the dagger that Varel has is described as having like a shadow aura. So with your ability to kind of interact with spirits, you may see like a lingering shadow around some places.
Right, so I see two strong energies, and then there's a lot of smaller energies around the city.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just going towards one of the energies, I guess. It doesn't really matter which one.
Then you pick. Are you going to pick to the ones closer than the other? So are you just going to go to the close one or the far one?
Yeah, just the closer one then.
Great. Well, the closer one is right next to Varel. So Varel, actually, let's start with this. Schnorgenheim, what do you do? How do you approach this 6'5" orc who's wearing black armor?
I tell him that I'm lost and ask for I tell him I'm lost and say he looks lost too.
You just fucking roleplay that shit.
Yeah.
Hmm? Yeah, roleplay that shit. You're looking up at this giant old orc. Very mean.
So, yeah, I look up and get really intimidated. And just say, can you help me?
Okay. All right, Varel. This little old halfling just approached you asking for help. Can you start actually by describing what your character looks like for Boss? And then we'll deal with how Varel responds to this new character that comes up to him.
How tall are you, Daniel?
I'm probably... How tall am I? I'm probably like, what? Is four feet tall for a halfling?
It might be. I have no idea. Is it?
Okay. 3 foot 1¾ inches.
Okay.
Okay. So, I'm 2 feet 8 inches.
Okay.
And
that big old hunch.
Yeah, he's got a real crouch number.
Otherwise, I'd be a solid 3 feet. Yeah, what else? What kind of descriptions?
Well, actually, we should ask Varel. What can you describe yourself for Boss? Devin?
What?
Okay, so this new little old halfling is approaching you. I wanted to start off with you just describing your appearance first, and then we'll deal with this new little halfling approaching you.
I'm a big orc guy, about like 6'6"-ish, I think I said. Was something
six,
like that.
6'6", 6'5", yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Doesn't wear much. I do have some death armor on that you may know about or may not know about. But besides the armor, it's basically just a big orc guy. I'm not very happy. If you look at my picture down there, he's bald. Has a wrap around one of his tusks. I believe I have 3 piercings on my left nipple.
I believe that's what you wrote down, yes.
Yeah, you might be able to see that at some point, but it's not noticeable to you yet.
Question real quick. In your character sheet bio, you put left in quotes. What is that about?
I put left because Lisa specified the nipple, and I just kind of went with it. So that those are quotations of Lisa describing which nipple it is.
That's very important.
I guess he doesn't know left from right, you see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, a new bond. Florian helped Varel know left from right.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, what does Varel do when you see this kind of hunched over halfling in animal hides approach you?
I'm definitely ignoring it.
Wait, can he change his approach, Boss?
Why? What does he want? Do you want to have something different in mind? Or?
Well, I don't even... Yeah, I'm thinking I don't even say anything. I kind of just look him up and down.
Okay.
And expect him to say something, I guess, from there.
Then I think Varel's answer still stands. He's going to ignore you and just kind of walk away.
Yep.
Yeah. Bug, you're still invisible. So do you do anything at this point with this new guy kind of now following Varel for some reason?
I'm going to... Am I still invisible?
Yes.
I'm going to, I'll take it off. I'll take off my hood.
When you take off the invisibility cloak, you've been wearing it for probably a couple hours, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
You feel like you can breathe easier with it off now. Like you were kind of like feeling like you were hung over a little aloof before. And now, like as soon as you take the hood off, you can take this like big gulp easily that you didn't realize you needed.
Yeah. I realized I was kind of like dazed a little bit when I was in the under the invisibility spell.
Yeah.
So It was a little odd. Now that I'm out of it, I can kind of have a clear head again a little bit. Like, that was weird.
Yep. All right. And what do you say this new halfling then?
Hello? I see you looking at my friend, I guess, here. Can I help you?
Okay. And then I turn to him and then turn back to Varel and say, I think I can offer you my help.
Nice.
You can offer us your help.
I already have one short person to take care of. I do not need two. You shall move along. Goodbye.
I wish Florian was there to suggest that Varel has two hands.
Well,
throw one halfling with each hand.
Exactly.
Varel, what is it? Why don't you... Wait,
no.
Yeah, what's your voice? Let's hear the voice.
Wait, I gotta... I don't even know what to say to Varel.
You honestly just have to throw it in really bad, and then you'll fix it.
Yeah.
Just start somewhere.
One time.
Weren't you interested in what he was going to say? He's offering you help? A little.
When do I ever take help? Do I take help from you? I throw you.
I ask you to throw me.
Oh, sometimes.
Sometimes. Leave it behind. Leave that, whatever. Anyways.
I'm strong enough to throw you.
I turn my head just towards this halfling. I cock my head like, okay, I don't know. Maybe he's a little crazy. Maybe we should just leave.
I keep walking.
Okay. Varel, you're still confused. So which way are you walking? How are you feeling?
Well, and I came here to buy the stone. I got the stone. Yeah. So I don't really have another point because I was following them. I'm not really going to the tower by myself or the arena myself. I'm not looking to just do it, essentially. So I think I'm kind of just going to look around and follow what comes my way. Maybe take a roll for like what I notice. And oh, I can do a roll for what I notice, right?
Yeah. That's a wisdom roll, which you have to do, so it's a minus one. So... Okay, but yeah, you can roll wisdom for discern realities, and we'll see if you're looking around for anything.
That's not very good.
All right, good. Mark experience.
Fuck yeah.
All right. So you're pretty confused as well.
I want to say that feels is probably like a normal situation for me in my life.
You're just kind of wandering around a little bit and stuff. What kind of stuff
do you see? Didn't I want to go meet the fucking, or was that the old town where the dude was that had the raccoon meat or whatnot?
Oh, no, that's in here. That's in the city.
Maybe I'm trying to go that way a little bit then, since I don't see anyone else around to talk about or deal with.
That's up here in this northwest region and the Scavenger's Reach. So you're going to kind of wander around that way a little bit.
Yeah, so like right here, start that way maybe.
Sure. The festival is still trying to build up. So like there's this fertility festival that people are setting up and like there's more things and stuff kind of going on. What type of stuff do you see while you're walking towards or while you're trying to walk towards the Scavenger's Reach?
Things that would probably entertain I would call smaller normal beings. Like there's cool horses around, there's probably lots of people doing weird jungle tricks and shit, throwing balls around and jungling and all that, you know, they're doing that type of stuff, but I don't care that much. I kind of just walk by laughing at it to myself.
What if you walk past an area where there's like carnival games?
I would be looking for specific games, maybe violent games where I could throw things or break stuff.
Well, that's good news because you walk right past an axe throwing game.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
And I think this is what the failure is going to be. I think you just end up losing some money at the axe throwing game.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right.
How many do you have?
A shit ton.
You have 145 coin.
Damn.
let's say you lose, what, like 20 coin, maybe 25 coin at this game?
Okay.
Yeah. We'll do 25. Let's say 25.
So he didn't do very well. Did he like miss every time or what?
I was throwing, I was pretending you were my axe.
I think it was like a mix. I think it was like a mixed bag, but he just walks away after a couple hours, just down money. I think that's.
What if he just like broke the axe every time, and the guy got pissed and made him pay for the axes he broke?
There you go. There you go. That works. That could work.
Yeah, miss the board, breaking shit behind it.
Being bad, but if he just does it, if he's just too powerful at it, then I don't want to tease him because that's scary.
Yeah. Bug, what do you do while he's kind of wandering off?
Vril, I thought we're supposed to meet up with Florian. What are you doing? Where are you going?
She disappeared. She didn't tell me where we were going. Why we left? What?
Well,
what are we gonna do?
We talked about going to the towers. So let's maybe we can meet her there.
We're already halfway to the meet. Why wouldn't I just go to the meet?
You always have meat. Let's just go.
There's no raccoons in the middle of town.
You're just not looking hard enough. There's always raccoons.
You're about the size of a raccoon.
At least twice as large as a raccoon, okay?
Then I could eat you for lunch and dinner. What?
That's gross. Anyway.
All right, Bug. If you want to try to like guide people and make your way over to the tower, then that would be a wisdom roll as well.
Well, I see. I look over behind Vril, and I notice that Snorkheim, who I don't know what Snorkheim is still kind of looming around, like kind of staring down Vril. Like, hey, Vril, that weirdo, he's still back there.
Why?
I don't know. He seems to have a keen interest in you.
I'm going to kill it.
I mean, you can try. He said he was stronger than you.
I don't care.
You think... I mean, what if it's true? What if it's right? Could you live that... Could you live yourself down? Could you ever live that down for the rest of your life?
I put my hand by the ground and just look at him.
You, wait.
look at which one. There's two halflings in front of you now.
Bug.
Okay.
I know where this leads. I'm not ready. I'm not doing it.
Then I'm getting meat. I start walking away.
Okay. If you guys are going to be separated again, this will be fun. Okay. I guess Snorkheim, which one do you follow? Do you still want to follow Vril, or are you going to try to make your way over to the other source that the spirits are pointing you to?
Because I'm probably going to just be frustrated and fed up with Vril. Like, whatever, he's going to deal with it. And I'm going to start make my way to the tower and let Vril deal with Vril. And then this other new halfling that I just met, I'm like, well, whatever, he's weird. He'll just do whatever he does. I don't pay much mind yet, basically. I just go on my way.
Okay, then Snorkheim, you actually notice that Bug is walking the direct towards the other source of where the spirits are telling you then. So, Snorkheim, what are you going to do? Do you follow Vril, this giant orc who seems really annoyed with you, or do you try to go to the other one?
So they're both walking in different directions.
So like Bug's gonna go over here, Vril's gonna go over here, and which way are you gonna go?
So I'm still watching Vril, but I notice that he's clearly annoyed, and notice that the halfling was trying to work with me, so I start to go follow him.
Okay.
And, hey, wait up.
what do you want from me? I thought you were interested in the other guy.
Where are you going? I heard something cool about the tower.
What's it to you?
Boss needs to sound older.
What's it to you, old man?
He's got to fake an old man's voice. Oh, he'd be great.
Yeah. I'd love it if he did.
By the way, how old do halflings get?
They get, like, well into the hundreds, don't they?
I don't know, actually.
Bilbo lived to...
That was only because he had the ring.
Yeah, he was like cursed.
The moment he lost the ring, yeah. He got old super quick.
Yeah.
Powers are still pretty long lived, even without the ring.
They are.
Okay.
I give.
But like up to 100?
Okay.
I give Emil some of my weed.
I mean, I ain't gonna say no.
Wait. Hang on. Snorkheim, this sounds like a parlay, which is a move.
Yeah.
So let's see.
But wait, how old is he?
Well,
oh, that's important.
Can I?
How old are you?
Smoke it with him.
Yeah, you're gonna need to like you offer it to him and like and you guys smoke it with him. So make a charisma roll with a +1 to kind of convince him to take you along.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, with a +1
because of your weed.
Yeah, because the weed gives you a +1 to this type of stuff.
Okay.
So you're telling me it makes you better at things.
Yeah. 8. Okay. So 8 plus 1 would be a 9. That's still only a partial success, which means that on a 7-9, they need concrete assurance of your promise right now. So what type of promise, what do you say to Bug to kind of convince him to take you along?
He's making it tough on me.
This old man has the is just walking next to me. I see him reaching into his pocket and fumble around with the weed. I'm like, hey, is that? I smell. That's pretty good stuff you had there.
Long bottom leaf.
You gonna share that?
No problem.
All right. So, why are you following me now, though? Well, we can talk while we're smoking this joint. That's fine.
This is the first tapling I've seen in 3 months. And we gotta stick together, no?
I don't know if that's really our thing.
Yeah, me neither.
Great start. wait, hang on. Snorkenheim, this would be like a moment where like you can describe to him what brought you to the city, why are you kind of following them around and stuff. So
if he wants.
Yeah. That's always true. You go if you want, but I mean it sounds like that would be the mixed success here, is that he'll take you along if you tell him the truth. Why are you here?
Right. Well, while we're smoking weed, I say, the spirits have been calling me here for weeks.
Spirits, huh? What kind of spirits are you looking for?
All kinds. Some of them are here to stay, some of them are trying to move on.
Quick question. Does Bug know about any spirits going on with either Florian or Varel? I don't think.
I was about to say, that sounds very close to some type of shit I'm doing. Am I going to notice the fact that he's dealing with spirits too?
Maybe if you pay attention to him
at some point.
Actually, you probably would, because his stuff is a lot more directly related to like interacting with spirits and things. So, like, you guys may like cross paths a little bit, but the outcome is very different though for what you guys are trying to do.
But it wouldn't have been like any type of visible sign when I first seen him. He doesn't have a glow like my dagger. There's no type of giveaway that I would have noticed. Okay, just checking.
No, he doesn't have anything like that. I don't think he even has. Yeah, he doesn't even have like anything like following him around or anything. So
okay, because that might have made Varel act differently if I noticed it. So I just wanted to check.
Okay, no, it's just different then. So like, this is his decision to say to help pass on. I don't know if he has the same power as you in that way, but
gotcha.
We'll find out. But yeah, so Snorkenheim, continue.
continue my story.
What brought you to the city?
Oh, I'm looking for wonderful treasures.
What sort of treasures?
Magical items.
I mean, are they valuable?
They're so valuable that most people don't know they exist.
Can you sell that? Can I make money off of that?
I want to hoard them. I'll work with you. We can search for some together and, pick our favorites.
Man, you're weird. I like you. Don't really know what you're doing here, but...
You like treasure?
I like treasure. I can't say I don't. Anyways, I'm hoping to find my friend when I get to the top. By the way, I'm not going to recognize her, right?
It would be harder, I would say. But, like, she cut her hair and dyed it. Would be the biggest thing. So we are going to have you roll another, like, discern realities to find out where she is. Have you done that recently? No. Okay. So, yeah. So, Bug, roll wisdom for discern realities to see if you're able to meet up with Florian.
Can I request to see him first?
Yeah, we can have you meet him first. Let's have Emil roll as well to see how well you guys notice. Oh. Okay. Looks like he failed.
Start with this then. Bug mark experience.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
And but like, 11?
What's that?
Is it 11 experience in each level up? I thought it was 10.
It should go up every level.
Okay.
Yes, it's 7 plus your level. So your level 4 plus 7 is 11. So gotcha. It goes up every time.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So what you're telling me is it goes to 11.
Yes, it does. So all you two are over here. Oh no, what happened? That was not what I wanted. Sorry, hang on. I'm trying to move you guys over. So then where are you guys wandering over here then? So okay. So Bug, how do you guys, it sounds like you guys are just getting really high, wandering over here towards this sort of western gate of the tower. You guys, I mean, the Schnorgenheim just has this stuff out from the Forgotten Delta. It's just a little bit stronger than what you're used to. We'll put Florian like out here, just so like you ran away from Chad and the guards and stuff. Yeah.
The Forgotten Dank,
yeah. Okay. Well then we have to tie in Bug's failure with Florian Day. So Florian, what's your question?
My question?
Yeah, because you rolled a discern realities. You could ask one question about the situation.
Okay. Why did I roll discern realities?
To look for me.
Yeah, to find the two of them.
Okay, one sec. what is about to happen? Or maybe what should I be on the lookout for? I don't know.
What is about to happen?
Yeah, what's about to happen? Let's go with that.
Okay. So you see these two high halflings approaching the guards up front here, and they're just gonna like try to. They think Bug is so high that he thinks meeting at the tower means meeting at the tower, so like going inside of it.
Oh Lord!
Yes, oh Lord, indeed.
And I don't know it.
So he's. He's going to try to, yeah, he isn't, Schnorgenheim doesn't know what's going on. So Bug is going to approach the guards while Florian Day, you just had this encounter with these other guards.
With these exact same guards?
Shoot.
No, two different guards, but you know, maybe in a couple of minutes, word will get by that there's some trouble around here.
Did I have a hat and now I'm not wearing a hat? Or was there anything like that?
That's a good question. I can't remember. What does it say? We can go back. What is your on the original character sheet? What does it say? Like, I think you are. No, when we first started, you said you had just wild hair, and you there was an option for like a cap, but you never talked about like a hat or anything.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. So, what do you do though? Well, you see your buddy Bug and this kind of crusty old man walk up to these two guards trying to get into the tower.
Oh, really having a brain fart right now.
So right now, we're walking up through the gate, and the guards are just approaching us, like, hey, what you doing kind of thing?
I was thinking it more like you guys were trying to get through the gate, and the guards are stopping you.
Because I figure if we're small enough, we could probably just slip through the gate.
Oh, no. No, no, no. They see you.
Have they already encountered the guards, or are they approaching
yes,
the guards?
That's part of the failure, is that they failed this role to kind of to aid in a way, but you still got a mixed success. So this is what it is that you see Bug and this crusty old man in trouble right now, and you have the option to make the first move.
You don't even realize
we're yeah, we're like, hey, these nice guys are gonna take us to Florian.
Oh God!
And I say her name out loud, so that might be like some trigger for the guards because they might know her family or something. I don't know.
If you just say Florian, and not Florian Day, no, I mean.
Okay. Obviously, they think of Florian Bay.
Do they? You haven't had a show yet, so why would they?
I did. I think. No. As Florian Bay? No.
No. No. Your first show as Florian Bay is tonight.
Oh, okay.
Get wrecked.
You got me. Okay, I'm going to create a distraction.
Okay.
Ooh, are there any raccoons about? Or any kind of animal, maybe?
Here, look.
There's an animal. There's definitely some type of animal around. You do have that mood of wild empathy. Oh, I should say, how do you know you can do this?
That's what's going to happen right now.
Okay, so are you going to, like, well, I guess what happens then? How does this work?
Well, I was thinking, the timing doesn't really work too well, though. I was thinking, like, there's some animal nearby, and I hear it basic, like, it's making noises, but I understand the noises that it's making, and I realize, what the fuck? And I try to, like, talk to it, and it responds.
Okay. What is it? What a little animal do you
find? And
then
I go from there. Let's see. We're in a city. Maybe there's rats.
Okay. Yeah, you see, like, a little rat. Like, looking like, man, those two over there, they really screwed up. What are they doing? Hey, you got any trash over there?
Is there one rat, or is he talking to another rat?
I think it's one rat who was talking, and he's, like, looking over, like, a couple other ones and digging through, like, an area looking for food.
And I say, hey, rat.
Holy shit, you talk. What?
Holy shit, you talk.
You're surprising me. What are you surprised about? What's happened? What do you do this?
I don't understand this either, but would you be willing to help me out? I'll make it worth your while.
Oh, yeah? What you got?
I reach into my inventory, and I believe I have some rations.
No, you don't.
No?
No. All the rations, including the man pigatar's tongue, those are all, you ate those all on the journey over here.
I ate the man pigatar tongue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
And it tasted like pork and beef.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Dang!
Beef and pork.
Yep.
I was totally going to give that to that rat.
Sorry.
Damn.
Is there blood in my bag still from it?
Did you, like, wrap it up in, like, a cloth or something? Because you can have, like, a bloody bag or something.
I mean, maybe I had a, like, little piece of its hide or something. I don't know.
Okay, okay.
How about a handkerchief or something?
Make the offer. This will be a parlay, then. You're trying to get these rats to help you with the offer of food. So roll charisma.
This is sweet. I'm parlaying with a rat. Can I offer to smoke weed with it?
No.
Where are you guys getting all this weed from?
I had it the whole time.
What the fuck, dude?
Florian bought her weed back in Barclay, that first town we were in, and then Schorgenheim just starts with weed. He just gets weed.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Towards glaucoma.
Oh, I should say, boss, be sure to mark off two uses of the halfling pipe leaf on your character sheet.
Two uses already?
You smoked with?
Yeah. Yeah, one for you, one for Bug.
Well, they're half people. Oh, I guess he has half people sizes, though, huh?
Yeah, but they have twice the appetite.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I have a big appetite, but he didn't need much.
No. You got to mark two uses. That's the move. All right, okay. Florian, Charisma, yeah. Please.
Thank you.
Eight. Okay. Probably how about you give it to us? You give us that bit you got right there, right now, and then we can help you out.
Which bit? The bloody rag?
Yes. It smells delicious. What is
that? Oh, man, let me tell you, it is the blood of the Mampigatar tongue, and it was delicious, and I was saving this for later because it was so good, but I appreciate you so much, man. I will give this to you. If you run over there, and if you could bring your friends too, you know, I mean, it's a big rag, you know, and run up their pant legs and distract them for me. I mean, do whatever you want. Just distract them for me so that those guys right there can get away.
Do you want me to bite them in the leg or bite them in the balls?
Ooh, I mean, how can you say no to the balls?
Hey, Mac, we got a job. Let's go. And you see two little rats scurry over to the guards, and they're gonna make their way up the pant legs. Bug and Schorgenheim, what does this sound like while you're talking to these guards? And it's just, and they're just like trying to hold you back, like, sir, you can't come in here. You don't have an ID. You can't come in here.
What's wrong with us going in here? It's just, I thought this was the public library.
These are the rules. These are the rules for the tower. You can't come in.
What? That's crazy. Then what were we supposed to meet Florian? Come on.
Who?
I thought you were supposed to be helping us little people. But here you are just throwing us out. This is bigotry.
Hang on. How old is Bug?
I'm probably and we're saying like they're kind of like human lifespan, right?
Probably. So like in your 20s or 30s or
something?
Yeah,
that's kind of what I'm thinking. Maybe even a little older, but nah.
I think they just
28.
28. Okay, mark it. Write it on your character sheet. I think the guards just look at you. Sir, we'll help your grandfather out, but you can take handle yourself. Please turn around and you cannot come into the tower.
Is my grandfather? I mean, I guess
yes,
he's...
Yes, yes,
yes. I mean... my grandfather. That's right.
You see, we were invited here today by his royal...
Duchessness?
You guys are really lost. I'm sorry. You need to turn around and go. And you see these guards fall over and crumple in pain. Like, oh my god, what just happened? Why was there a rat on my leg? What's happening? Get out of here! Get out of here! What do you guys do?
Make a break for it. We run through. We try to run through the gate.
You're gonna run through the gate?
Like, how big are the bars that space the balusters of the gate?
I think at this point there's not we can do that. What's up?
I was thinking that at that moment when they because they're high and stupid right there now, they don't know they're supposed to run away.
Okay.
I was thinking I'd yell, "Oh god, those rats, the plague rats, run for your life!"
Hang on one real quick. Bug, as you kind of step closer to the gate, I want you to roll a defy danger defy danger intelligence. Five. Good.
Mark an XP.
Yep. Mark XP. Yeah. You have no idea what's going on. And you step like just underneath the archway of the gate and you hear like a clicking noise. And a little like arcane flash. And you don't know what the hell that's about. But you do turn around and you do see Florian coming up, screaming at you to come and follow her.
But wait, he doesn't know it's me, probably.
Do you say that it's who you are then, as you come running up, or what do you? How do you approach them then?
I'm trying to think of something that would give it away that it's me.
Okay.
Oh, I yell, "Hey, football! Run! Follow me!"
Don't you have your fiddle with you anyways?
Yeah, I do.
That's a good identifier.
This could work too, though. I mean, you would know to respond to football.
Hey, nobody calls me football.
Except
for El. I mean, nobody!
And Florian is what Florian says.
And what?
And Florian.
And?
Like, she says her name to get you to be aware of, like, oh, it's my friend!
Florian, is that you? What's going on? Wait, but I thought it was about Flash and stuff. What was that all about, this arcane Flash?
You don't know. You failed.
Oh, it was like a fucking... I got my picture taken. Okay, anyways. Or something. Okay, yes. I see her, and I'll start... I was like, oh, that's... Hey, do I know your name yet?
I don't think so.
We just went right into it, didn't we?
Yeah, you guys never really introduced yourself.
Hey, Harold, man. That's the one I was going to look for.
And then I also notice that she's got something interesting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is the other source of what the spirits have been leading you towards.
So I just say, I don't want to be too, I don't want to give up too much information. So I just say, okay, let's follow her.
Okay. Florian, where you guys lead these guys to then?
Wait, are we inside the gate right now?
No.
She let us back out.
Yes. But not without something happening to Bug.
Woo!
Yeah.
What?
We don't know.
Yeah. There was a flash and a click as he stepped underneath the archway in the gate.
Oh.
Yes. So where do you go? Where do you guys go now? Or, yeah, like, pick a... Which direction are you leading them towards? The center?
That plaza with all the fertility stuff, I think.
Okay.
The big brown spot.
Yeah, the biggest one is the promenade, which would be the biggest one.
That's okay. The word.
Well, as you guys are making way over, Varel, so you're going to look for the raccoon guy, right?
That was initially where I was headed, yes.
Okay. Since you have information about this that Tegan Stone, the bartender at Who's That Big Man Tavern, gave you, roll. I think this would still be a discern realities, but take a plus one on it because you have contact information. So it's a wisdom. You're confused. So we'll just, I guess it'll cancel out the confusion then. Yeah, that makes sense.
So I'll unclick it, roll, and then I'll re-click it.
Yeah. My man.
Dude, I'm getting experience again, boy.
Yeah, you are. Okay, that's a four, though. Ooh. How does this go bad? I think you get a little... Where do you wander into? Because the directions the guy gave you were to basically a neighborhood where there's a lot of orcs and stuff where that we're going to be. But what other race do you wander into, then? If there's like a little different.
Fucking anything with these half fucking people.
Do you wander into like the little halfling district then and you're just surrounded by small people?
Yeah, sure, fuck it.
Oh god.
Pharrell's nightmare.
Or his dream. Football's everywhere.
Just start punting.
Yeah, I think you just see like in the little like halfling neighborhood and stuff too. Like everything's kind of scaled down just a little bit to make it more comfortable for halflings. So like you're probably pretty uncomfortable just having to like hunch over just a little bit the entire time you're in here. And more importantly, you're not able to. They don't smoke raccoon in halfling sit in the halfling area. So you're just kind of be wandering around a little bit.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Do you stay there for a while, or do you still, or do you want to, or at some point do you give up and turn around?
Part of me wants to start looking for a small person replacement, but I'm getting fucking annoyed by all these guys. I think after checking out a few positive models of small people, I leave.
Do you leave back towards the Big Center Promenade then?
Yeah, I probably just go back the exact way I came.
Okay. Yeah, then I think at this point, then I definitely think the other three would be able to notice you at this point. So I think, for simplicity's sake, I think the four of you guys have finally met up again in the center of the city. It's probably getting closer to evening now, I would say. So, been a little bit for you guys. So, what do you guys do? What do you say when you finally meet up with everyone?
Oh god, that guy's still here.
Varel, where did you wander off to?
I went to go find some meat and found some small people. Got very upset and came back.
More small people? Wow. Must not be your lucky day.
No, it was horrible.
I mean, small people are meat too, so I guess you didn't fail.
I couldn't eat any of them. People would be mad.
You didn't try hard enough.
I didn't try at all.
Speaking of short people, look who I have.
Yeah, what is this?
You were supposed to lose him.
Well, he had some really good weed. So, I couldn't say no.
I thought that's what I smelled.
You gotta try some.
I wouldn't mind.
Anyways, this is, you know what? I don't know your name yet.
Snorkheim.
Florian can't help but bust up laughing.
I want to hear a laugh.
Snorkheim, that is a song worthy name, sir.
Forget get this part. I call myself the Wandering Whisperer.
Man, isn't this guy great? He's full of surprises. He talks about treasures and spirits. It's weird. I think you might like him.
I think you might like him.
He said he was stronger than Varel. I want to see this.
Emil, why are you trying to get Devin to kill your brother? I don't understand.
Grandfather.
Yeah, he's just excited that it's not him getting focused on for once, and he's trying to see what it looks like from the other side.
Oh my god. Poor old man.
So, you can do magic? You say spells?
Yeah. I've mastered all the spells.
All the spells?
All of them.
I would hope in 150 years you've found something.
I'm only 110.
Whatever you say.
I say, oh, but can you do this spell? Hang on. 1 second, I lost something.
What are you trying to do?
And then can I do arcane art and also choose to clear Varel's mind of his confusion?
One clear, one enchantment. I believe so.
We got like 3 spells, but. Oh, the other one, they're somewhere in there.
Forgot about it. You'll remember them later.
Yeah, roll plus your charisma, and let's see if you can kind of clear up his mind. A 9. Okay. Let's see. Your spell still works, but you draw unwanted attention, or your magic reverberates to other targets, offending them as well. Good. Okay. So, Varel, this works. You're no longer confused, so you can uncheck that box. So, but Florian, last time there's a lot of like arcane lights and stuff around the city now. So, and the last time we kind of saw you kind of interact.
Wait, I'm not confused anymore because I'm going to respond.
Oh, how do you respond?
I'm immediately going to swing at this little old man.
No, God.
Okay. Why?
Because he's been saying he's been strong on me this whole time, and I was just confused, so I didn't do shit about it. But he kept saying it, and I'm pissed off and normal now, so I'm going to fuck him up.
I didn't... What are you trying to start a fight?
I know, you don't know Varel. I'm sorry, but I got to play the character.
Yeah, no, hold on.
If I'm being honest with you, if you just take the one hit, I'll probably let you go.
That's usually how it works.
Yeah.
He just has to exert dominance.
Yeah.
I'm just a pissed off big orc, man.
Yeah, maybe you can...
I'm kind of hoping you do some fucking spell and get strong and fucking throw me around. What you got? I'm fucking...
Yeah, finally, the halfling will do the throwing of the orc.
Just to kind of show you what I can do, at least.
What do you do? Sorry, you cut out.
I was going to do a spell just to kind of show what I'm capable of, I guess.
Wait.
Okay.
Does he have a rote? Isn't one of the rotes a spirit servant?
It's invisible, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
you summon
yeah.
a minor invisible spirit that can do nothing but carry items. Yeah.
Do I have that already?
Technically, you would. It would just be there, but it'd be invisible. What do you do?
Okay.
A spirit servant that takes damage or leaves your presence is immediately dispelled, dropping any items it carries. But like, it doesn't sound like it's carrying anything, unless I don't know. Unless you have like this thing of weed arching behind you or something. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, what if you like try to get out of the way and like touch him and like give him like this, like just kind of show him what you can do, like.
Yeah. So
in a weird sort of way.
I guess I just want to show that I mean no harm. So okay. Right when he swings at me, since I'm so small, I just move out of the way and just kind of
brush him.
I can't touch his head because he's way too tall. So I just like touch his leg and put my, you know, energy through him with the aspect of the wolf.
We got to roll for like a dodge here, no?
Yeah, we are going to have to. So I was actually wondering about that, because okay. Do we want to roll? It would be... We
can roll for... Does Mr. Old Man get a negative on his movement?
He's still nimble.
He's got a zero dexterity. He's moving around. But,
okay.
Stop. Hang on. So this is what it's going to be. So Varel, you're going to roll a hack and slash to try to hit him. Snorkenheim, you're going to roll an interfere to give that roll a -2, and then we'll see how that goes. And then afterwards, we'll be able to cast a spell.
So an interfere is just a d6?
No, it's whenever you roll, it is always 2d6 plus something.
I thought that was, it was always 1d6 for some reason.
That was like a luck roll I made you roll.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So if you want to roll
if, off again. Yeah. If I say roll, it's always 2d6.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So boss, roll 2d6, and Varel, roll your strength, please.
Oh, God, buddy.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Okay.
That's not too bad.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, you roll 6 first.
It's a 6 for me.
Yes. So, I'm going to make an offer then to see what happens. Bug, do you want to help this old man at all, or do you just want to let it go?
I've kind of grown fond of him. Like, I kind of want to help him if I can.
Okay. Roll aid, which, since you don't have any bonds, it'll just be 2d6 plus 0.
Does he get a minus for being stoned? They're right. Both stoned, to be fair.
They're both stoned. Okay. So I think it only works because Bug is helping. So this is how the roles break down. So Bug helped Snorgenheim, which brought his roll up to a 7, which is a partial success. Because he interfered, though, with Varel's throw, that's going to be a -2, bringing that hack and slash to a 6. So Varel, you get experience from this, because that 8 is now a 6. And now since you're gonna miss, we're gonna give Snorgenheim the opportunity of him to cast a spell.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So Snorgenheim, roll. I think it's your wisdom to cast a spell. Yes.
Okay.
So roll wisdom. Dope.
God damn it, this is dumb.
He dumped all his points into wisdom. His
yeah, I know. This is what Dude, I have 17 strength, bro.
I know. But this is what happens when sneaky little halflings get the better of you.
Yeah.
Oh. So, when you call forth a spell, you prepared roll plus whiz. On a 10 plus, the spell is successful. Successfully cast, and you do not forget the spell. Okay? You may cast it again later. It's the important thing. And you cast Aspect of the Wolf. A person you touch is imbued with a small amount of wild energy. Choose one of the following effects to grant while the spell is ongoing. They can see perfectly in total darkness. It's like the middle of the afternoon. I don't know if that does anything. Their sense of smell and hearing is greatly enhanced. They become more fierce, dealing plus one damage. While the spell is ongoing, you take minus one to cast a spell.
You said it
was so which one do you...
evening.
Yeah, it's about in the evening. You're right. So like,
maybe he'll get slightly heightened senses, probably. But...
okay.
What if the light kind of blinds him because his eyes sight is better?
Okay. So Schnorrenheim, though, what does this look like while you cast a spell? Because we've seen, let me describe. We've seen kind of two different types of magic in this world right now. We've set up that in our world there was this old empire of dragons that ruled, and they used like alchemy. They called it thaumaturgy, and they used like circles and pentagrams and stuff. And then after that was a magic called Weirs, which used like pi, fractals, and sacred geometry. So does your stuff kind of look, I'm assuming the Weirs is kind of more nature-based, so do we see kind of like these like weird kind of fractal patterns come out of your hands while you do magic, or is there some other type of effect?
Yeah.
Or do we see like a wolf spirit go into Varel for a minute?
I mean, if we can do that, that's what I would say. I was going to say, I basically whisper, let the power of the wolf run through you.
Okay. And we see, what type of wolf? Is it like kind of like a gray wolf go into him or something? Or is there like some sort of like black or brown wolf?
Yeah, it's a gray wolf, and it causes him to howl.
All right, Varel, how do you get imbued with this energy, this ferocity of the wolf is in you? How do you feel?
I'm trying to understand that. So he just gave me a buff?
Yes.
Yeah. But it's a peaceful buff. It's
a peace offering.
This is how he can make you feel all the time.
Well, I don't care. The hell? All right, I keep swinging. I swing again.
I'm trying to show you something cool, and if you don't like it, that's on me for trying.
Can I make a suggestion then? Instead of like the senses, what if it's more fierce? Like Varel feels like he could hit harder because for the plus one.
He can hit harder. That's true.
Well, like your spell could make him hit. Your spell would make him hit even harder. Then.
Exactly, it can. If he really wants to hurt me more, he could. I was willing to risk that.
Okay. Well, Varel, then how do you feel about this new energy then? Instead of just being able to smell or heal or hear better, how do you feel about being able feeling like you can actually like hit somebody harder?
I'm just not seeing like the point where Varel's like what part of this is going to make him not want to keep fighting.
Okay.
That's what I just, you know, I'm trying to understand that part. Like you're just like he's already mad and you were trying to prove a point where he was, or now I am essentially because of what's been said. And now you've made me just like stronger and my point hasn't been proven yet.
I see some animals in the corner and say, do those look interesting to you?
I think we're gonna need Florian or a bug then to kind of step in to try to resolve this conflict then, because otherwise I think Varel's gonna kill.
That's what continues. It's sounding like.
Yeah. So we need. Let's see. Varel has a bond with Bug that says Bug is the voice of my conscience to keep me from going too far, though I may resent them for it sometimes. So I think Bug needs to convince Varel, like, hey, settle down. This dude can help us a little bit or something. So otherwise, Varel's just going to swing again. And that's just going to have to, that's just how it's going to be.
But now, can't you take a joke? This old man was just high as balls when he talked to you the first time. He doesn't know what he's saying. Just let him be. Are you really going to just murder an innocent old man?
You should be next, you confused gnome. You were smoking with him. You said you would lose him, and now he's here. You've lied to me. Why are you not next?
I didn't say I'd lose him. You must have hallucinated that. I didn't.
I'm about to hallucinate beating you up, too.
I hope so, because I hope it's a hallucination. I mean, do you want to hallucinate? We got some good weed.
I'm going for a walk. I just leave.
The alternative.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Okay, so Snorkheim, was it? I recommend maybe not
giving him more
pissing
power.
Him off. And I don't know what you did to him, but it looked like he was even crazier than before. maybe do that after he likes you, if that ever happens.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I mean, not that I don't believe that you could beat him, but I hear you. You said something about knowing all spells, right? You gotta have something up in that sleeve to.
Yeah. Emil's still so fascinated by this.
Very deep in my sleeves. I gotta find them.
Okay. I'll wait for him. Okay, so. Hey, Florian, how's it going? Different. I like to do.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it nice? You like these new piercings too?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever.
It's fine. I look great, I know, thank you.
Anyway, this is Snorkheim, I guess. And Snorkheim, this is Florian. You met Varel.
How did you meet this guy? Or should I charming and open or something?
Probably. That would work at this moment.
Should I?
She's not charming and open.
BRB.
Yeah, it's a bard move that she has.
Okay.
When you speak frankly with someone, you can ask their player a question from the list below. They must answer truthfully. Then they may ask you a question from the list, and you must answer truthfully in return. Whom do you serve? What do you wish I would do? How can I get you to blank? What are you really feeling right now? What is it? What do you most desire? And there's no role attached to this. Florian could just ask Snorkheim these questions, and he has to answer truthfully.
Yeah. So my question for him is, what do you most desire? So Florian says, well, hey, you look like an interesting fellow. It seems like you've got a lot of stories to tell, and I'm super interested in that. But I'm really curious, what are you most interested in life? What do you most desire?
I've just been wandering for years looking for the best.
You can think about it a second.
Yeah. Also, I mean, like, you're here in the city looking for, because of the spirits were disrupting you. You have to, this question's about answering truthfully. I mean, are you here to find treasure, or are you here because the spirits are disturbed here? What's really going on?
And like, how honest do you really want to be with those characters? Do you even trust them yet, and whatnot?
The move is he has to
answer. Oh, he has to. Oh, yes. Shit.
Yeah,
yep,
that's get wrecked, bro.
Yeah, that's the move.
So basically, I look for ancient enchanted items.
Okay, so you most desire ancient enchanted items.
Yes, and sometimes speaking to spirits helps me find these items.
That's very interesting.
Now, Stroganheim, though, you get to ask Florian Day one of these questions as well. That's part of the move as well. So you get to ask her one of these questions. Whom do you serve? What do you wish I would do? How can I get you to blank? What are you really feeling right now? What do you most desire?
I'll say, what do you most desire?
I most desire great stories. And a little bit of madness in life, but you know, that's where great stories come from.
Madness revolves around all of us, doesn't it?
Especially when I'm around.
It's true.
Nice.
Sorry, what was that? I was busy laughing.
Cackling.
Cackling, really.
Truly.
Okay. Well, I guess, what do you guys do now then? I mean, do you want to question this old man a little more? Do you want to check out what's going on the promenade? Where are you running off to? And Varel, you need to think about which direction you're going as well, because you walked off as well.
So before we got separated, we were looking to get to the tower, right?
You guys were going to meet up by the tower, yes. So do the three of you go back over there then?
I'd like to ask the group.
The three of you, yes, because your fourth wandered off.
Florian, before you so rudely interrupted, we were well on our way to the tower. We were almost there, and then we were going to meet you there. What happened? Whatever. Let's go back.
Florian, I should mention, Bug is stoned.
Right now, sure am.
So.
But Florian went downstairs to lock the kitten inside. And so
we're okay.
She's using her new ability to commune with the zinc.
That's very difficult and high-level ability she has.
Very resistant animal.
Yeah, she is.
Okay, I'm back. Okay, what?
Were you just talking to a squirrel?
What happened?
What he said.
What? How dare you say that about my mother? Man, I always knew you had that in you. Fucking God.
What? I didn't know what. I didn't know what happened.
Sorry, my.
Why am I the rude one here? Why am I the weird one?
What do you mean? A little rough lately.
Wait. Oh. Florian just realized what happened.
Yeah.
You guys, something weird has happened to me today.
Something weird happens to us every day.
This is especially weird.
Okay. Go on.
Yes.
I met some cool guys today that helped me out.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe they weren't human guys or even humanoid guys. They were rats. You were high, you won't remember, so never mind.
You can talk to rats.
I did talk to rats, and I just understood some weird squirrel talk, I think. I don't even know how I knew it was squirrel talk.
y'all are weird. I don't know what's happening to you. When did you get to talk to animals?
Today?
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
I've never been able to master that.
I wish I could say I could teach you, but we seem to be getting surrounded by dragons, guys.
No, sorry. No. That's not what's happening.
Maybe we should look up.
Pearl's freaking out over now, running back to you guys.
Okay.
What's happening, Joe?
Sorry, I just needed to add a few. There, last time you were here, you said there was a bunch of, we discovered there's a bunch of dragon iconography. So I just wanted to add it to the map. So, but yeah. It's not important right now. Don't worry about it.
If all of a sudden we were being surrounded by dragons, that would be pretty sweet, I have to say. Yeah, we'd be destroyed.
Future reference.
Anyway.
Foreshadowing.
I know what you're talking about. Dragons don't exist. Don't worry about it. Okay.
So, anyways, before I noticed you talking to Squirrel, I asked you if you wanted to go back to the tower, basically. And then, at And then Joe had said, by the way, remember that I'm high. I'm like high as balls right now.
Oh, yeah. I
can't handle it. So you know, I'm like just like wasted, but I'm looking to go back to the tower.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think I need a whole army of rats behind me to make that successful.
Well, why not just ask the little score buddy you had there?
You mean Schnorkheim? Or, you know, I'm sorry if I butcher your name. I just met you. What was it?
Yeah, you got it.
That worked out.
Snork.
Excuse me, was that a snork you just made?
Snork.
Did he say snork burp?
Snork. Oh, sorry, sometimes my snorks get sniffly.
Oh my god. I don't know about this guy, but are you sure he's got all his marbles?
This is the first time this has happened. I don't know what to make of this freaker.
Well, we aren't going to the tower. Where should we go?
What's wrong with the tower? Let's go to the tower.
You're what's wrong with the tower.
I'm what's right with the tower. Don't you know anything?
Pharrell, where do you want to go? What are we doing here?
Wait, Pharrell, when do you get back? I thought he ditched us again.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. He's over there.
Yeah.
Let's go bother him.
Are you gonna chase? You're gonna chase after Varel?
Yeah, that's the only way we'll get in the tower.
He's not going to the tower. He wandered off. What?
Let's direct his anger at the tower.
Man, you guys are so high.
You guys can go back to the tavern and introduce him to the people there and stuff. I mean, that would be fun as well. Or
I was thinking tavern as well.
Okay, great.
It doesn't take up much to convince me to just go to the tower. It's like, you mentioned some food. The tavern. And like, you mentioned some food. Like, I guess I could go for some grub.
Some munchies.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. I should refuel before I go to the tower. You're right. Good idea.
Oh, yes. I have them all the time.
Okay, cool. Well, then while the three of you wander off towards the tavern, Varel, where are you trying to go? Where do you wander off to?
He's still imbued with the power of the wolf.
Yeah, he's still... it's an ongoing spell, so Schnorkheim can end it at any time.
God.
Schnorkheim, are you going to end the spell, or are you going to keep it?
I hope that it works in my favor eventually, so I'm going to keep him going. On that wolf high.
Oh, God. Oh,
boy. Okay.
You might just kill him.
Yeah. Let's get a clarifying question then. I know I kind of suggested maybe we should do the damage instead of the senses. Do you want... We can switch it back and just... Since it didn't really do anything, we just switch it back and like, hey, he has...
It might do something momentarily.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm worried about.
What? Don't be worried.
Schnorkheim, I'm going to ask you for clarifying one last time. Is it the enhanced sense of smell and hearing, or is it to become fear stealing plus one damage that you gave him?
Okay, so then I can only get one. Let's see.
One. One ongoing until you decide to end it. Or cast another spell.
He's fierce.
Good answer. Okay. Pharrell, where are you going then?
I'm going straight to the arena.
Great. Great. Okay. This will be fun. Okay.
Why don't we
want to
go there?
Roll discern realities as you enter the arena.
That's a wisdom or?
Wisdom. Oh, and eight. Okay. Great. You can ask one question as you approach the arena.
I can ask one question to like who though?
It's discern reality. So you're asking me like what the situation is. So
okay.
Discern realities. What happened here recently? What is about to happen? What should I be on the lookout for?
What here is useful or valuable to me? Who's really in control here? What here is not what it appears to be?
Who's in control?
Okay. So you enter the arena. It's kind of like this, like, outer red ring that you see that I have drawn here. That represents, like, the whole area, the outside area that you see. But inside of it, once you walk in, it's kind of these, like, separate little circles where, like, each one of them's kind of like a different little, like, guild hall almost type of feel to it. Where, like, there's just kind of people hanging out. There's a bartender in every single one of these. And there's also somebody there who's kind of like running like paperwork and stuff behind the desk. So as you walk in, you see, who is this guy you see? There is a man named Mark Logic, who's behind the desk, and he has a little like nameplate, and he's like trying to like keep tabs on people and stuff. And he's the one who's kind of like directing people and people are taking suggestions from and stuff. He's kind of this little gnome figure, I would say. He's a little bit of a small dude, but people seem to respond and respect to him.
Okay. I walk up, not very happy looking, grunting heavily, loudly, and I just hold my hand out towards him.
Hello, how's it going? How can I help you this evening?
I'm here to fight.
Fight who exactly? Are you here for the tournament in a couple days, or were you looking for something else?
I'm looking to fight someone now.
Now?
Yes, now.
I don't know if we have anybody prepared right now. It's towards the end of the day, unfortunately. You might have better chances coming back tomorrow.
I'm gonna start walking to another room.
Okay. Which way do you go then? North, south, east, west, or
south?
Okay, so you move on down here. Okay. Let's see who's in control of this one now. I think you walk up. You see a woman, a human woman named with a nameplate that says Pran on it. She just goes, "Hello, how can I help you this evening? We're trying to close up our front desk right now. But how can I help you?"
"I'm here to fight, friend."
"Fight? You'll have to come back tomorrow. Our arena is closing down for the day."
I walk to another room.
I think this is what the vibe is that you're going to be getting then, because like as you ask these people, it's like it's kind of evening. They're kind of cleaning up a little bit, and there's nobody who's like, unless you try to like pick a fight with somebody.
That's my next step. I'm definitely going to.
Great. So then you continue on your way around the circle. Yep. Yeah, you see like a bunch of like patrons and stuff looking around. Roll another discern realities for me. Wisdom. Good. Okay. You
fail. Experience. Wait, experience.
Yep, you get 1 point of XP. You see him just sitting there at the table surrounded by people. Your old friend, Rel Moldez.
Oh, no, not.
No! Oh, gosh.
He's at one of the tables, though, but he's, like, surrounded by people, though. He's probably got a group of, like, 15 people around him at this moment. But he's there. He's having fun. He's boisterous and hanging out with people. But he's got a lot of people around him. What do you do?
I'm trying to decide how far I want to take this. I'm definitely traveling towards that table. Eyes are definitely locked on big man.
He sees you as you approach. He gets a little, his group around him kind of notices that Rel kind of gets a little cold and a little kind of tense, but he waves you on. He lets you approach the table. What do you do?
He's a lot bigger than me, isn't he?
He was about the same size. He's an orc.
Okay.
He now has a gold cap on one of his tusks because he chipped it during your last fight. And you have that chipped tusk, I think, still.
I'm going to pull the tusk out and just kind of wiggle it around.
I was wondering where that was. How did you get it?
I took it off your face.
Easy, easy. You're surrounded by people right now. How can I help you?
I'm here for a fight.
A rematch. You hear other everybody else around him kind of laugh a little bit as you approach. How? I'll tell you what. I'm not really much for blood today, but we can pull. We can do something to sort of settle the nerves. And he pulls out. He asks a guy to go grab him, basically like boxing gloves. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about this? I'll say this. The boxing gloves will have the stun tag on them, so nobody will die.
Is he offering himself still the fight? Or though? It kind of sounds like he's backing out and wants me to fight someone else.
No.
That's just what it sounded like, but I'm asking you is he suggesting himself the fight? Yeah.
I believe he is, yeah.
All right, well, yeah, I'm definitely down.
It sounded to me like he said he didn't want blood. So it's like, let's put on these gloves to minimize the blood, but also fight,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yep. But you're still going to roll the damage, but it's just like you guys aren't going to like kill each other, basically. Just one of you will knock the other one out.
I'm halfway between just killing someone who's standing next to me right now, though.
Okay, then, well, I should take this chance to tell you how attacking multiple enemies works, then.
All right, let me know before I decide. Yeah, let me know.
Okay. So, the way you do it is, it's still just a hack and slash. You would still just roll your strength to attack multiple enemies. And then afterwards, you roll your damage. Depending on how you narrate how you attack, like if you say you attack three people, you deal the exact same damage to three people that you decided. And that's just based on how you decide to narrate the fight. But if they're going to attack you back, what happens is when multiple people attack you, I roll the best damage of anybody there, add all the tags, and then add an additional plus one for every person who hits you. And I did mention before you walked in, there's 15 people plus Rel. So it's possible that just starting a fight, you can take like almost 15 damage just by starting it.
I'll live one hit. At least killing one guy.
maybe two.
Oh, shit. I'll go the boxing route. But...
Okay. I think he just leads you to the center of the arena then. They have this sort of giant sacred geometry display in the center of it. This particular pattern is called a flower of life that they have just in the middle of it. And he's just going to set up and do your roll. And let's see. I need a token for him. He also mentions, too, like, are you going to take the armor off? Or are you doing this full gear?
Yes, I will drop the armor. I will not drop my blade.
That is fair, as long as you do not draw it during the combat. He agrees and starts taking his armor off as well. All right. So, you guys are going to start doing this boxing match. This is a strength roll, strength contest in a way. So, roll me a hack and slash. 2d6 plus your strength.
Get fucked.
So, what does it look like as you dance around Rel? And roll your damage on top as well.
It was a good ass hit though.
Yeah, maybe that's it though. It's like a lot of dancing and you like bop. And under Unstoppable it says you can never become weak and sickened and you ignore the forceful attack
on
the attack I made against you. So basically he can't push you around.
Yeah.
So which is pretty good. But basically since you guys are wearing gloves for this messy tag on your fist is replaced with stun instead.
Gotcha.
So yeah, so that's how that works. All right, roll your strength again.
Should I click it twice, my bad?
That's okay. We'll just do the first one. So you're still dancing around him. Roll your damage. 4, 5. Okay. Yeah, he just can't get a hit into you. You're not sure what's going on. I mean, you would think this guy would be able to take you on, but for some reason, I mean, you're just getting in. You're just being able to hit him pretty well.
I'm definitely aiming for his not broken tooth.
Okay, trying to chip the other one. Yes. He's not looking very happy about that, for sure. Okay. Yeah, I think at this point too, like, you hear like some of the people, like his guys followed him out to watch you guys in a way. So like there's people surrounding you. They're letting you go, but it's like this mix of like orcs, humans, elves, and dwarves and stuff just cheering on and watching the fight. And some of them are pretty impressed by what you're doing and what you're looking like. So what do you do next? Are you going to keep swinging in, or do you try to do something different, do something fancy?
I want to take an advantage, but this is a boxing match, right? Like, we're supposed to be boxing, so I'm not going to like kick him or nothing. I'm not breaking rules. So I think I'm just going at it and swinging still.
Okay. I think that's still strength. Do you want to count this 9 still, or do you want to roll again? You rolled again. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. I just wanted to ask. All right, so yeah, you got a 12. You're still just dominating this fight. This is like the third kind of bout and stuff. I should say too, hack and slash is kind of like an exchange of blows. So like, what does this look like to you? How are you like dunking on this guy like this? This guy who killed you last time as you're beating this guy now?
Well, I'm very focused. Like I said, fighting outside my style. So I'm moving around a lot. So I probably look really awkward. But if you catch my face, I'm very focused on what's happening.
Okay. Yeah, he's getting pretty low, actually.
I hit him for 6 that time.
Yeah, it was a good hit. And he hasn't been able to hit you back at all. He's just a little sluggish. Something's not right with him, because you remember last time you guys were able to trade blows pretty evenly, or at least you think you were able to trade blows pretty well. And also, this was the guy who killed you as well. So you're dominating this fight right now, which is a little weird.
Cocky as shit last time, that's why.
Yeah, exactly. I think you, Arel's gonna get the option of like just putting his fist up, like, all right, you win. Do you stop or do you keep going?
Yeah, I stop.
Okay.
I stare at him just and grunt angrily, and I just drop the gloves and start leaving.
Wait, come back. I want to talk to you a little bit.
Why?
Because you're a good fighter. The Golden Spiral needs people like you.
You will find out how good of a fighter I am. We haven't had our moment.
Fair, but this was fun. And to be honest, you did give me quite a bloody nose. He like snorts a little blood out of his nose as he's talking to you. But the Golden Spiral is going to be making some changes. We could use your help.
I'm not here to help you.
Are you going to be in the city for a long time?
Who knows?
Come by if you change your mind. We always need help. We always need strong men like you and what's for our next adventures.
I just turn and keep walking.
Okay. Where do you guys go? They let you go. This was a fair fight. You agreed to the rules and everything. They let you pick up your armor and walk out the door, no problem.
I'm just going to head to the closest bar I see. You said there was a bunch of people around here selling alcohol, so I'm finding the closest one.
Oh yeah, like all these like circles and stuff.
Yeah, I'm just walking. Even if it's in the same room, I'm just going to sit at the bar now.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, I think Rel just kind of goes off. He's got some other things to take care of, so he's not going to be hanging out around you, unfortunately. But yeah, it was fun.
Do I get experience for a fail on damage roll?
There's no fails on damage rolls.
Okay, I was just assuming because it had the red marker thing around it.
Yeah, it just does that because sometimes some other systems it cares about, so it doesn't really specify. So, yeah. Okay. You other three, as this fight's going on, you guys make your way back to the... Oh, where did I put it? The tavern.
Who's that big man?
Yeah. You guys get there in the afternoon. So, you guys are all over here.
In the afternoon? Over here. What happened to the
evening? It's like in the evening. Sorry, you're right. It's in the evening.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, while you guys are dealing with that, you see Twinkle Toes out in the middle of the floor. You guys are coming right in the middle of hot yoga right now.
Yeah!
Twinkle Toes participating?
Yes, everybody's in their underwear, and there's a couple steamers around the room, and everybody's stretching it. Well, some people, there's a fertility festival coming up, so some people are in their underwear, some people are not.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I'm like.
Can I discern realities?
Do a 180 and walk back out. Like, what? I stand outside for a second and I'm like, hand in my face. Where did I just? I turn around, look again. I see the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are we? Is this the right place?
And I just go and sit at the closest bar because I feel like I'm ready for a drink.
Nice. Sorry, guys. Hang on. I see in the chat Lisa's acting for a little bit of a break. I think this is a good time to actually take a break as you guys want to get back into this because I think I could use a break as well.
Okay.
Yep.
Come back at like 7. Are we doing 20 or 30?
Maybe 20.
20 sounds good to me. Yeah. Anyone else?
Yeah.
20.
Cool. See ya.
Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at drawnmaps and poorlymap@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe on your podcast app of choice. See you next time.